Number 13, discussion and possible action on Lake Aquila Pool reallocation feasibility study, phase two. Brad Burnett.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This item pertains to the storage reallocation project, or the pool rise project, as it's sometimes referred to, that we've been working on with the Corps of Engineers for the last couple of years. And we have Allison Eckhart here today, who's representing the Corps of Engineers, should there be any questions from their side. Next slide, Jennifer. The purpose of the item today is request authorization to move forward with phase two of the study. But before we get to that point, I want to give you a little bit of background information on the core reservoirs, what storage reallocation is, the phase one work that we've done to date up to this point, and how we got to where we are, and then we'll get into some of the specifics of what we're talking about with phase two at Aquila and how that's going to be funded. Okay, next slide. This is a simple diagram of one of the typical Corps of Engineers reservoirs that we have in our basin. They were designed for flood control, and you can see that they contain a large area that's reserved for the temporary storage of flood water. Usually that flood pool is two or three times as large as the conservation pool, which is where the water is normally maintained. And just to give you an idea, when we have rainfall events like last week or whenever, the Corps allows that flood pool to gradually fill up and store that water temporarily, and then over time they slowly release it downstream. So most of the time that storage is vacant, but sometimes it is used. There are nine of these reservoirs in the Brazos Basin. BRA was the local sponsor with the Corps when the reservoirs were originally constructed. We pay part of the debt service on the reservoirs, and we also pay a portion of the annual operations and maintenance expenses to the Corps each year. And we hold the state water rights for most of the water supply in all nine of them within the conservation pool that you see there, with the exception of Lake Waco. And again, the Corps operates the reservoirs when they're in the flood pool, and the BRA has rights to the majority of the conservation pool storages. Next slide, Jennifer. This is just kind of demonstrates what we're talking about when we say pool rise or reallocation. We're simply talking about redefining a portion of that flood pool so that it would become permanent storage or permanent new part of the conservation pool, with the goal or the purpose being that we would increase the amount of water that the reservoir could supply to our customers. And we've got to, when we look at raising that, we've got to make sure that it's done in a way where we obtain some water supply benefit, but not in such a way that it makes it so expensive that it's difficult to do. And generally, the higher you raise that level, the more issues and the more impacts that you're going to have, and the more expensive it's going to get. Okay, Jennifer, next slide. This is just a background slide on the authorization that we're working on the project under with the Corps of Engineers. We entered the Middle Brazos Feasibility Study Agreement with the Corps back in 1999, and that was an overarching feasibility agreement to look at various water supply and water quality issues within the basin. We first looked at a study on the North Bosque beginning back in 1999, and subsequent to that, the board approved modification of the agreement in 2005 to facilitate the storage reallocation work that we're working on today. We've also coordinated with the Corps and have requested federal funding be appropriated through this study for work on a saltwater barrier near the mouth of the Brazos in the future. We haven't actually executed any amendments to the contract with the Corps for this study yet, but in the future, should we move forward with that, that will be brought back for your authorization as well. And I show you this just to mainly demonstrate that we've got several different projects that are being worked under this Middle Brazos authorization. And today what we're talking about is the phase two Aquila storage reallocation. Okay, next slide. This is just a map of the study area of what the Middle Brazos Basin is, as the Corps of Engineers defines it. You can see that there, all nine of the Corps of Engineers lakes are labeled in black there. We began phase one of the reallocation study work back in December of 2005. And essentially, phase one, we were looking at all nine reservoirs at several different levels of potential reallocation within them to see what the potential water supply benefits might be, and what other issues we might encounter with that if we were raising the pool, such as impacts to recreational facilities, environmental impacts, fish and wildlife, and all those things that we've got to look at. Excuse me. We looked at how much water we might be able to achieve. We looked at the need and the timing for additional water supply in the area of each one of the lakes. And we also looked at other alternatives that we have available or that we're pursuing in deciding which ones to recommend for moving forward with. And based on the Phase 1 work, Quilla, Granger, and Stillhouse Hollow were identified as the top three priority reservoirs for additional study. And of these three, Quilla ranked the highest, and that's one that we're recommending today to begin the additional study on at this time. And it ranked the highest primarily because it's in a part of our basin where we don't have a lot of good alternatives for water supply. On the main stem, many of you are familiar with our systems operation strategy. We also have Allen's Creek Reservoir down further in the basin. Williamson County, we've got a number of strategies that we're pursuing, but in the Aquila area, it's kind of in a difficult area on the edge of the basin, and we just don't have a lot of good options. And at the same time, it looked like there might be some benefits for reallocation there and at hopefully a reasonable cost. It doesn't rule out that we might come back and look at one of the other ones or begin looking at one of the other ones later on, but we would come back to you and get your approval before we started that with either Granger, Stillhouse, or one of the other ones should any of our other strategies not come to fruition. Next slide, please, Jennifer. We entered the agreement with the Corps of Engineers back in December of 2005 to begin Phase 1. At that time, you can see that Phase 1 was estimated to cost about $372,000, and Phase 2 at that time was estimated at a little bit over $4.4 million. But back then when we were starting, the Phase 2 cost estimate was just a placeholder since we really didn't know what Phase 2 was going to be until we looked at Phase 1, and I think originally we had assumed that we might carry as many as three reservoirs forward. And so we had a provision in that agreement where we would go back with the Corps and sit down and jointly agree on what Phase 2 was going to be, the scope items for that, and the cost. And that's what brings us here today, that based on the Phase 1 work that we've done and that we looked at on the previous slide, we've worked with the Corps and to update the scope of work and the cost for Phase 2, which is the Lake Aquila reallocation interim feasibility study. The total cost of the Phase 2 study work is estimated at a little over or about $2.2 million. And it's a joint study effort with us and the Corps where we're paying half and the Corps is paying half. Go ahead and next slide, please. This slide shows a little bit of the specifics associated with Lake Aquila. You can see that the top of the conservation pool there is at elevation 537.5 feet above mean sea level, and it holds about 42,000 acre-feet of water. The flood pool is about 20 feet higher, the top of the flood pool is, and it holds about 98,000 acre-feet, so it's a little bit over twice as large as a conservation pool. I've got a series of graphical animations that are going to come up on the slide here that are going to kind of illustrate what we're going to be looking at in the Phase 2 work. Jennifer, you can go ahead to the next one.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You're 556 on the flood pool.
Yes, sir.
564 on the spillway. So you're about 8.5 feet above flood pool at the spillway?
Correct.
How much are you planning on raising the pool elevation? 7 feet?
With regard to what we're talking about on the conservation pool, I think realistically, based on what we looked at in Phase 1, we're talking something in the 4 to 6 foot range, maybe an additional 20,000 acre feet of storage. But
okay, so you're taking up 6 feet of that 8.5 up to the spillway. My question is Katrina, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
We'll be taking up about 5 feet of the lower part of the flood pool. So we'll still be, if we were to raise it 5 feet, we would still be roughly 15 feet below the top of the flood pool.
Well, I understand that. I said that's taking up 6 feet of your flood pool.
Correct.
And if the flood pool remains the same above the pool, then you've got 2.5 feet left to the spillway. I said if. My question is, during the hurricanes, we had two lakes in Texas go over the spillway. One of them was Lake Livingston, and the other one was Lake Conroe. Both of those incurred so much damage that the entire lake was lowered like 20 feet for over a year. Is there going to be a possibility of damage to this dam if it goes over the spillway? That's the question.
Yes, that's one of the things that we're going to look at, and that's a real good point. There's the two biggest risks that I see with this project are some seepage issues that exist at Aquila today with the dam and the emergency spillway, and I've got that item that's going to come up on this slide here shortly. But first, determining exactly what that rate, that new optimal level is in such a way where we get some benefit, but in such a way that we don't raise it so high that we have to spend so much money mitigating things, or that we lose the flood control benefits of the reservoir. So it's kind of an optimization process that we're going to have to hone in on what that level is. Okay, Jennifer, next slide. Again, I mentioned there's some seepage. Elston, did you?
I want to make a clarification at this point for this gentleman. We are not looking at raising that top of flood control pool elevation 556 in any proportional manner.
Okay.
We are looking at taking the capacity out of the flood pool. So we would be reducing the amount of the flood pool, but in terms of the risk associated with the perp spillway and its possible erosion in that situation, we don't believe we're going to significantly alter that in any way.
Okay.
Next slide, next one, Jennifer. Well, we've got to look at the environmental repercussions. Regardless of how much we raise it, there will be some new areas around the perimeter of the reservoir that will be permanently inundating, and then perhaps more frequently up above that. Next. There are a couple of boat ramps, restroom facilities. There's a water supply intake and some roads and things that, depending on how high we raise the elevation, we may have to relocate some of those facilities. And that's one of the promising factors about Aquila was that relative to all the other Corps of Engineers lakes, there's very little over there. There aren't a lot of recreational facilities, excuse me, or things like that that we'll have to deal with. We have to look at the impacts to fish and wildlife there. Next slide. Cultural resources, they'll have to go back out and look for all the Indian artifacts and things of that nature. We may have to do some mitigation there. Water rights, we'll likely have to apply for an amendment to our water right permit at Lake Aquila to be able to capture the additional water and use it. And again, a big part of what the Corps is going to be looking at is the continued flood control capability of the reservoir. We want to raise that pool level to give us water supply, but we still have to be able to maintain the integrity of the flood control that it provides. And then I think the last slide is exactly what you were getting at with that emergency spillway, and Elston mentioned it. They're going to be doing a lot of modeling to look at how much more frequently, based on the models, would we overtop that spillway based on the level that we choose. And depending on what those results show, we could end up having to spend some money to harden that spillway or something of that nature if it's an unacceptable increase in the probability that it will be overtopped. So when we finish phase two and all this work that we're talking about doing, we'll have a feasibility study document that's necessary for the Corps to approve the project and move forward. It'll also outline all of the costs and the mitigation requirements that we'll have to perform in order to implement it, and any structural modifications or facility relocations that we'll have to do. Next slide. It's a 50-50 cost-shared study with the Corps. And this is a little different from a lot of the studies that we do. In this one, the Corps is actually doing a majority of the work internally. So they fund half of the cost, and BRA pays the other half, and we actually pay that money to the Corps to conduct the work. The Corps funding comes through federal appropriations for the project, and we've been requesting federal funding for the Corps for this for several years now. And you can see some of those dollars up there that we've received so far and that we've spent. The BRA share of this is incorporated into our annual budgeting process. We've currently got $250,000 in our FY08 budget to begin, should you authorize us to do that today. And that will kind of be the way that we come to you as we continue to go forward. It's going to be about a 3 or 4 year study effort. So we'll come back within the budget each year and have that budget request to continue to move forward with it as we go. One other thing I'd like to point out on the cost, that the feasibility study is a 50-50 cost share with the Corps, but ultimate implementation of one of these reallocation projects usually falls pretty much on the local sponsors. So to get to the point where we are going to implement it, it's 50-50 cost shared, but from then on all the mitigation costs and relocation expenses would be funded by the BRA. Next slide. This is just kind of shows you the time period of the study. It's about a 4 year effort. We estimate from FY08 through FY 2011. You can kind of see the dollars, how they're distributed through that four-year period there, both from the federal side and the BRA side. We will be having a cash requirement and doing some in-kind work each year of the study effort out through 2011. And you can see in the middle row there at the far right that the total cost of the BRA is estimated at just a little bit over $1 million for the four-year period. Okay, next slide. There's a couple of outcomes that are potentially possible. It is a feasibility study, and while based on the phase one work that we've looked at, we're optimistic that it's going to be a good project to go ahead. It's not guaranteed. We could get to the end of the feasibility work and find some issues or problems that haven't arisen yet that would make the project cost more than it's feasible to pay to implement it. And also, we have a provision in the contract with the Corps that if we get in the middle of this thing and we're 2 years down the road and they do find a problem with the spillway or with the seepage, that the study could be terminated at that point without spending additional money getting all the way to the end. So we hope we've got a good project here, and we think that we do, but it's not a guarantee that it will happen. Okay, I think that was the last slide. I'll take any questions that you have.
When you're talking about seepage, the way the slide made it look is there's more water, so there's more pressure, so it circumvents the dam. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, Elston can fill in on this if I don't answer it correctly, but the Lake Aquila was filled in the early 1980s, and since it's filled, there's been some seepage that's been observed. Technically, I don't know if it's through the embankment or underneath, but they've been monitoring that, and it's on their list of things that they've been planning on fixing out there. And so the concern would be that if we raise the level, there would be added pressure, and then what is that going to do to that seepage that they've got there today? So that's one of the things that we're going to look at here. But irrespective of the pool raise, it's one of the things that the Corps has identified that needs to be corrected with or without a pool rise project. And so what we're going to have to do within this study is to make sure that the fix that they designed for current conditions would be able to withstand the pool raise as well, so that we don't have to go back and essentially fix it twice if they choose to do that. Yes?
You have to have new permits to get this water, to raise the level in those lakes.
Yes,
what's
ma'am?
That going to do to our systems operations permit?
Well, what's available? Hopefully our systems operation permit will be in hand and approved before we would get to that point. With regard to our reservoirs that we currently have today, each reservoir we've got an individual water right that authorizes us to store so much water, and it's even specific as to what elevations we're storing at and to divert water. So the way that I see this working is that we'll have our systems operation permit in some form or fashion within the next 2 or 3 years, and this water right amendment that we would be going for on this would be something that would be done at the conclusion of that, where we would essentially just be amending the permit to give us the new storage zones that are at a higher level.
And it'll be water from the systems right. The systems permit, operations permit?
Yes.
Any other questions? Brad, if you would read the resolution, please.
Okay. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 28, 2008 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority desires to pursue a feasibility study of water supply storage reallocation at Aquila Lake in anticipation of the development of additional water supply, and whereas the feasibility study is estimated to begin in 2008 and continue through 2011, and whereas the study is to be jointly funded on a 50-50 cost-shared basis by the Brazos River Authority and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and whereas the cost of the Brazos River Authority's annual cash participation in this study is expected to average approximately $235,000, $250 per annum over the four-year term of the study, and whereas each year's estimated annual payment and continued participation will be subject to annual review and approval of the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to proceed with Phase 2 of the Brazos River Basin Systems Assessment Interim Feasibility Study, which entails the detailed study of reallocation from flood storage to water supply storage at Aquila Lake at a total estimated cost of $1,091,000 to the Brazos River Authority as specified in the updated U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Project Management Plan dated April 2008.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Chair will accept a motion.
So moved.
Director Paul. Second. Second, Director Bell. Please poll the board.
Chairman DeClewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gere? Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett? Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.